Blog Talk Radio.
Twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the
Delivering the truth in New York State and apparently beyond.
Yes.
So I love the word plethora. There's another guy, Luke Uncensored, that uses that all the time, and I thought I'm going to steal him tonight. And I'm going to say the plethora of bullshit we're going to discuss for the first 15 minutes before we bring our guests on.
Right.
So I literally, and I could sense stuff all day long. I don't know. I guess people trust me. I don't know what it is. But anyway, I trust the sent this stupid article, and so this article says, and we'll get to New York State in a minute, but I have to bring this article up. It says that face masks can help fight racism. This is a new pseudoscientist through the New England Journal of Medicine. They did research on this because this is where all of your money should be going.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that universal face masking of children in schools can help fight racism.
That's because you can't see their face and you can't see how different everybody looks. They're just a set of eyes, you know, sticking out.
I mean, really? Really? So we're making this, again, socially acceptable for what? The next lockdown, the next whatever game they're going to play with us with these masks, right? In fact, there was a picture of Kathy Hochul, and she was down in, I think it was Puerto Rico, and she was with the teacher there. She was at some school. I don't know what the whole basis of this visit was. But she was with these kids. They were all the kids were wearing masks. And, of course, Hoochie was not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was after the hurricane that hit Puerto Rico a few months ago. And I guess she was dancing unmasked with all these masked people.
Yeah.
And dancing around and stuff because, you know, Puerto Rico, a U.S. territory, getting hit by a hurricane is New York's business. You know, it sounds more like it's a federal problem than a New York problem, but, you know, anything to grab some TV cameras.
Yeah. And so what did we have for the show last week? We didn't have anybody on last week. We just had a free-for-all, didn't we?
Yeah.
So, in fact, I got some feedback on that show. Said it was pretty good. We could hold our own without a guest. So that's good to know in case we get stiffed. No.
Yeah. And, So we did get sick. That's why we had to get the Florida flag guy.
Well, he was sick.
He had laryngitis. Yeah,
he could call me. And he was like, I'm tapping on my phone. I'm using Morse code.
Yeah.
So, you know, you guys can check out our podcasts on iHeartRadio, Freedomizer Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and Apple,
mm-hmm.
right? And the cool part is our ratings have kind of flown through the roof,
which
is actually really good. Not that we compete with anybody. We do not. We don't. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying that, you know, we have to thank our listeners. We've been going at this for 10 months now. And, you know, we have filled almost every week. And, you know, I have some really exciting shows coming up in December.
And, our ratings are better than some people that have been on the air for a couple of years.
Well, maybe or maybe not. We don't know.
Yeah.
But we appreciate, you know, you guys listening. And you can go to our Facebook page, our emails on there. And, of course, you know, if you could find us on social media, which isn't too hard to. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh.
So just looking at the switchboard at callers that are starting to call in to listen. Anyway, if you guys want to talk, you got to be sure that you hit 1 to raise your hand so that we can unmute you when the time comes. So anyway, back to the nonsense, like he says, throw of crap that's going on in New York State. So obviously, you know, the holidays are here, and we're Hochul was in town today in Western New York, or for those of you that don't know, Erie County. And she was with our Erie County executive, who is dumb as a rock. And they're on TV with their fancy little coats talking about how we should take care of ourselves during a snowstorm. You know what? They had to butt in and tell us how to take care of ourselves during COVID because we didn't know how. Everybody forgot they have an immune system. And so now they're going to tell us how to live during a snowstorm. Now, I am sorry, but this is Western New York. Put on your boots and suck it up.
And your snow blowers and call up your plow guy. But, yeah, now listen to this forecast.
Well, wait a minute. Yeah, well, go ahead. I wasn't done with my thought, but go ahead.
Okay. Listen to this forecast. Anywhere from 6 inches to 7 feet.
Right.
That's a pretty good spread.
And here's the thing. We all know that they modify the weather. And if you guys don't believe that, you know, contact us. I could send you a whole bunch of stuff on what they're doing with cloud seeding and chemtrails. They manipulate the weather. So here they are talking about global warming, right? We're all dying because of global warming, but we're going to get 7 feet of snow in the middle of November. Stop.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So anyway, she was on the TV, and this is the way I see it, and I could be off base. Sometimes I am.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is the next preparation. Let's see what everybody's going to do. We can control them. Because I really feel that she's going to go back to this mask thing and, you know, whatever else they're going to entertain our lives with. And, you know, legislative session is coming, and January could be a big problem. Could be a big problem. And the Republicans are, you know, I think they're going to put up more of a stink. And, in fact, the Republicans today, right?
Yeah. You know, overnight, they could count. What was it that they were counting that it only took overnight? But it's taken a week now, or a week and 2 days, to figure out the election.
Yeah, even though they can count lottery and
all that stuff. Right, lottery and all sorts of stuff, including when we were kids. You know, when we were kids, by 3 in the morning, everybody knew the, you know, if you wanted to stay up that late.
Yeah.
Everybody knew the results of the elections.
Wow.
And, you know, at least by 6, 7 o'clock the next morning, if you went to bed early and woke up early, you knew who won. Now, you know, as of today, the GOP got the House, so goodbye, Nancy. You know.
Well, she's still going to be in Congress. She's just not going to be the Speaker of the House.
Right. And you know, for those of you that don't know, the Speaker of the House is actually the number 3 person. If the President dies, if the Vice President dies, the next person in line is the Speaker of the House.
Huh. You mean if the President dies yet again?
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's already you know, kind of on the weekend of Bernie's. Yeah,
well,
they moved his mouth for him. Yeah.
There's people out there that claim, you know, he's just a hoax and whatever. But, you know, the Republicans are now talking about how they want to open up investigations on the Hunter Biden laptop, you know, a whole bunch of stuff. So it'll be interesting to see how this pans out. But, again, in New York State, we don't have this luxury of what they're having in Washington right now with the Republicans because, you know, obviously we're majoritied out on the Democratic side, which, again, if you're paying attention, come legislative session, you know, people better get prepared because I don't know what this woman's going to do. But, I mean, they're fighting it. She's appealing the quarantine camp.
With our tax dollars.
Well, of course. What else would she be paying it with?
Yeah.
You know, dollars. And whatever's left, they'll just buy pizzas. So, you know, and we're going to actually have Bobby Cox on, who was the lawyer with George Borrello and Mike Tagg, I think his name is. He's an assemblyman out of Central New York in December. And, you know, we're going to be talking about what's going to be going on with this because it could be really, you know, it could be dangerous. You know, it's just talking about quarantine camps here because there are literally bills sitting out there for adult vaccination, tracking, obviously kids having to have it to go to school. And if you watch how this is playing out, it's so similar to 2019 and the 20,000 families that were affected by when they got rid of our religious exemption. So you could see it. It's kind of playing out here. And she won't. You know, even if they pass the bill in January, I would think that they won't do it until September. And I'm talking about the kids here. But anyway, she's going to be appealing that court decision because she wants the power to quarantine us and run our lives.
Right. And, you know, this is like Nazi communist, you know, communist Russia under Stalin where, you know, throw the Bill of Rights away. There's no due process. There's no speedy trial. It's just, we think you're a danger to society. We're going to lock you up.
Yeah.
You know, but the people that are really a danger to society, the murderers, the rapists, they're out on the streets on bail reform.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah, she made me literally want to vomit when she was doing her little speech saying, oh, or maybe it was during the debate, oh, you know, New York City is as safe as ever. Well, not the stuff I'm seeing.
No,
people are getting thrown in subway tracks and shot point blank. In fact, I just had a girlfriend that was in New York City over the weekend, and she said it's absolutely awful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She goes, it's not the New York City that I remember.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm glad we're 8 hours from there. But, again, we're affected by everything that they do. And, you know, which this week has really brought a very big push for the Divide New York movement, right? So you guys can check the Divide New York movement. That's splitting New York State into three autonomous regions at DivideNY.org. And, you know, we've just gotten flooded with requests for that. Flooded.
Yeah, people want signs. They want to know how to get involved.
Right.
It's been awesome, you know, because Diane and I have been working hard at it for over a year, about a year and a half, and it's been like, you know.
Diane, more so.
You know, and it's been like hitting our heads against a brick wall.
Yeah.
And
well, it's really something that should have been done, you know, 10 years ago. And, you know, and the biggest question I get is how can we get around, you know, this having to go through legislative session. And, you know, and there's possible ways that could possibly happen. So, especially now. So anyway, you know, what we need is people to get involved and, you know, present the home rule resolutions to their towns and their counties.
Right.
You know, they say, oh, this movement will never work. Well, guess what? People have to actually work it. You got to work it.
Yep.
To make it work.
And,
so, on to the next thing.
And they, you know, these town councils, they want their constituents to be presenting it. They don't want outsiders like Diane and I going there and presenting, you know, because they'll be like, what's your address? And you'll tell them, and they're like, we don't want to listen to you. You're from out of town.
Right.
But if it's one of their constituents, then they'll let you continue to talk. We try to get people to get on the agenda, and that way you get more than 2 minutes or 3 minutes, depending on the town. But if you can't get on the agenda, then there's the open speaking where you can talk about anything except for things on the agenda item.
Yeah, so you guys can check that out or move on to the next one. We've already had shows on this before. So I just wanted to finish up what Hochul said, or with Hochul thing. I guess she got a $4 billion bond, some kind of $4 billion bond to pump into this quarantine nonsense, you know, where they're going to test the water surveillance system. I mean, it's just, it's absolutely crazy. I can't believe I'm living in a time like this, because I'm just glad I grew up when I did. I say that every week, because nobody surveyed and picked about my shit to see if I had polio.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's just absolutely insane.
And, you know, how are they doing this? They're doing this at the wastewater plant, and how many tens of thousands of people are ending up in the, you know, waste ends up in the wastewater plant.
Right.
So all they know is that there's a lot of polio in a certain area, but they don't know exactly what house it's coming from.
Well, it's not just that. I mean, people are getting polio vaccines. It's a live virus. You know, we got so much shutting going on. I have a friend who, she works in a doctor's office, and I've never known her to be sick, ever. And in the last month, she has been sick like 3 times. You know, and she's working with these jabs. And I said, you know, that spike protein is going to kill us before anything else. It really is. So on to wrapping up, because we're going to bring our guests on very shortly here. So I wanted to, my Forest Marie Rock sent a email today. And what I wanted to do was, we did have some good people that were elected in New York State or reelected, and I just wanted to, you know, say their names. So George Borrello, he was reelected to Senate in the 57th District. Mike Lauer, he's the U.S. House of Representatives. He's the 17th District. Assemblyman Chris Tague, New York Assembly, 102nd District. Andy Goodell, Assembly, Joseph Giglio Assembly, William Barkley Assembly, Dave DiPietro Assembly, and Steve Hawley Assembly. So at least there's some good ones. Problem is, they're still outnumbered as crap in Albany. So, but they, you know, Borrello is always doing good things. He helped, you know, overturn that quarantine camp.
Right.
So, and I'm definitely going to try to get him on to the show when we have Bobby Ann on. So, yeah. So, Republicans, you know, if we want to talk about election integrity. I think if there actually was election integrity, maybe they would have all won. I don't know. I can't say. Some of it, you know, could be speculation, but I don't know. What?
Can I talk? Okay. Yeah, you know, part of what happened nationally, especially in Congress, was, you know, thank you, New York State. We turned 4 congressional seats from blue to red, and that helped us get the 218. Also, we did flip a couple seats in the state Senate and in the Assembly. I forgot how many of each.
Yeah.
But those 4 seats that were those 4 congressional seats were huge, helping us get the 218. And one article I read said that, you know, Lee Zeldin may not have gotten elected, but he helped that happen.
Yeah.
You know, everybody was expecting a big red wave, and it was actually a little red trickle of what happened. You know, it's very disappointing that we don't have control of the Senate. And, you know, here we go. There's still 2 seats that the one in Georgia, and Georgia has those weird laws. We talked about it last week where somebody has to get more than 50% to win. And then there's another seat. Where was that other seat? They're still counting, I think.
Yeah. I think I think it's going to be harder with some of the flips that we did for her to maybe get funding, so she's probably not going to be real happy about that. But who knows what's going to happen. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be an interesting year. And then, of course, Trump reelecting this year, you know, reinstating his campaign for 2024. I don't know if I can handle another 2 years of anything at this point, so I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
So we're going to bring on our guests, And I used to live in Cheektowaga. My mom still lives in Cheektowaga. And, you know, I mean, Cheektowaga's got some of the highest taxes in the state, too. And I think this new Republican committee, I'm not sure if it's new. I'm going to let them go into the skinny ginny about it, but I think it's revived. Let's put it that way. I happen to have a very good personal friend on it. I happen to have a very good Halloween dancing partner on it. And you know, we're going to bring the Cheektowaga Republican Committee on the radio so that they can tell us the good things that they're planning on doing in Cheektowaga.
What happened was Cheektowaga is such a heavily Democrat town that the Republican Committee just kind of went away for 3 or 4 years. There was none.
Yeah.
And, you know, Vern is and Vicky and a few others are trying to rebuild it. And last year they actually got a Republican councilman on the Cheektowaga Town Council.
I'll give you the numbers so that because there's a lot of people here, so I want to make sure that we unmute the right people. So I've got 604, which is Mike, so we want to unmute him.
Yep.
Then we want to unmute Vicky, which is 204, and then we want to unmute Vern, who's 907.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, because there's other people on the switchboard here.
Oh, okay.
So the only one that shouldn't be unmuted is
799.
But they do have their hand up, so we will get to you 799 with your question or your comment after we bring these guys on. So the three of you're live with D&D Nationwide, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. Are you guys there?
We're here.
I'm here. Hello,
okay,
everyone.
So now that we have roll call, I just want to let you guys know at 8 o'clock, we have to go to 4-minute commercial at 8 and 8:30. And this is live radio, so there is a slight delay.
And you guys can talk about whatever you want. You could plug your website, you know, and tell them to make sure and hit the donate button, your Facebook page. You know, you can advertise whatever you want of yourselves here. If you need more committee men, if you need volunteers, go ahead and ask.
Yeah, it's an uncensored platform. So, Vicky, we'll start with you. Just give us a little bit of an idea. I mean, Vicky happens to be a personal friend of mine who is the bomb, by the way. But just give us a little bit of an idea of the Cheektowaga Republican Committee in the first 5 minutes we have left.
Okay. You're right. We did fizzle out a few years ago. And now we are building, and it's getting bigger and bigger, which is phenomenal. We have some strong leaders. We have our town councilman, Mike Jasinski. He comes in and he guides us. We learn a lot from him. There's a handful of us that are going to run next year for different positions in the town. Building the committee it's a slow process, but it's working. And I would love to see more people join us the second Wednesday of every month at the Donovan Post on Genesee Street in Cheektowaga. We have some pretty good meetings. We have a strong chairman. And I'm learning a lot as I go. So I think it's great. Our Facebook page is at Cheektowaga Republicans. Come join us, and we post our meetings, our events, all that good stuff right on there.
Okay, Vicky, let me ask you, how many districts do you guys have? Because there's two voting committeemen per district. So how many districts are possible in Cheektowaga?
Vern?
The districts in Cheektowaga, we have about 90. I have to double check the exact number. I don't have that on hand.
Okay, that's close enough. So you have the possibility of having 180 committeemen. So all you good Republicans out in Cheektowaga, or Cheektowaga, whatever you want to call it, You know, show up at, where is that, Vern, that you guys have your meetings?
It's the F.J. Donovan Post on Genesee Street. It's in between Harlem and Union Road. Right next
okay,
to
and what time? And what time and day do you guys have them?
So it's the second Wednesday of every month, and it's at 6 p.m. And the only exception is this next month, December, we'll be doing a ugly sweater party in exchange of our meeting.
Oh, great. And, Mike, you know, in the last few minutes before we talk, before you have to go to break, you're the first Republican that's been elected as a town councilman in Cheektowaga in how many years?
Well, probably 15 to 20 years, and I think it's time that people really realize that there is some hope in Cheektowaga. There's been too long of one-party rule, and the people had spoken, and I think going into this next election, I think we have a really good chance of flipping the board and really fighting for what these taxpayers and constituents of Cheektowaga are really crying out for, and that's, you know, more affordability, smaller government, more rights, you know, to live a, you know, pursue the American dream, live in a all-American town called Cheektowaga. You know, we're very blue-collared, and, you know, we have a lot of family people living here, and it's up to us. You know, we're not here to fight the government. We're here to be the government that the people want and need. And there's never been a more of a time in history that Cheektowaga has cried out for this change, that, you know, we have probably the strongest candidates we've had from the Republican Party in a long time. And with Vicky and Vern and some other people that are considering to throw their hat in the ring, I think we, like never before in time of history, we have a legitimate chance, because we're all blue-collared working people. We're people that live in our town. We love our town. We spend our money in our town. And we represent the average person, you know, that, you know, wants to make life affordable and have a good, you know, way of life. You know, the big problem that I see in Cheektowaga is that we're not doing a good job of taking care of our seniors, and that's what I platformed on, is taking care of our seniors, and there's a lot of work to be done, and in fact, the last time the income requirement for seniors was voted on was in 1985, so that was the first thing I worked on. So in January, one of the first resolutions that I was involved in was raising the income requirements for senior tax exemptions in the town of Cheektowaga since the year of 1985. I was against the new round of tax assessments because, you know, let's face it, your taxes go up, the cost of your house goes up, your taxes are going to follow, your school taxes are going to follow that, and thing is they say, well, you know, assessments has nothing to do with taxes. Well, it absolutely does, because they're in the same bill, and all people care is what it says in the little box on the bottom saying how much we have to pay. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with having a standard living in Cheektowaga, but for the people that live here and support Cheektowaga, we're the people that for far too long have been, you know, digging deeper into our pockets to live in our beautiful town. And it's up to people as Vern and Vicky and others to really rise to the occasion and help us, you know, fight the good fight for the people of Cheektowaga, because we are the people of Cheektowaga that, you know, deserve to be treated fairly and have a good life and, you know, just be able to not have to worry about, geez, am I going to have to pay my taxes, or am I going to have to, you know, buy food, or am I going to have to put, you know, gas in my car? So it's very important that we take care of our seniors, because I know I'll be a senior someday. I know the people running will be a senior someday. And, you know, I don't want to have to be a senior in my golden years and saying, geez, do I buy my medicine? Do I buy my food? So it's very important to elect people that truly care and have a heartfelt message, as people as Vern Thompson and Vicky Leader and some other candidates that aren't on this call. But it's very important that we really get behind these guys and really support them and get them across the finish line this time.
Yeah. Over the past, we got to go to commercial.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, over the past 15 years, Have they been, you know, taxing you at 2% every single year or more?
My taxes for my house have gone up ever since I've purchased my home. We've owned our home now since 2007, and I can tell you it has gone up, you know, considerably since I've gone up. So anybody who says that, you know, my taxes haven't increased, they'll say it whatever they want. There's only, you know, you only can skin a cat so many different ways. At the end of the day, it's how much I have to pay out of my pocket each month to say that I live in the town of Cheektowaga. It keeps on getting more expensive, you know, the taxes and everything. So things have gone up significantly. I look at my tax bill from 2009 to you know, the current tax bills, and it's gone up, you know, along with everything up. And I don't really think it's fair that, you know, you can't solve problems by throwing money at it. And two of the things I definitely, platformed on was taxes, assessments, and addiction and mental health. And we have a big problem with those things in Cheektowaga. You know, that's, my thing. I've been staying very laser focused, and the clerk will write as many as 15 death certificates a day at times for people that have overdosed in the town of Cheektowaga. To me, that's a very serious problem. So that's why it's important that we get people elected that care for the people, that want to fight the good fight for the people of Cheektowaga. Just not be somebody who shows up for a vote and doesn't do any of the legwork that's included in it with talking with your constituents and listening to the people and hearing what they actually want to have to say and support their mission and get behind the people of Cheektowaga, because we are the people of Cheektowaga who got tired of it, and we threw our hat into the ring, and, you know, here we are, and, you know, with the will of God, you know, we'll all be successful and really change this town and get on a path where, you know, we don't have to worry about things as much, because let's face it, there's enough to worry about in your everyday life and being able to hold down your job and pay for your utilities and stuff like that. So,
okay, we're going to stop now for commercial.
Yep. Okay, guys, we're going to commercial. You guys just hang right where you are. All right, and we're coming back in 4 minutes. D&D delivery.
Please check out the Proof Negative radio show Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. That is 6 to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, with excellent co-hosts, outstanding guests, and lots of great conversation. We can even take your calls. The number is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1, and you will be on the Proof Negative radio show.
G.I. Joe.
Kids, you hate gender?
Yeah!
Then get the brand new androgynous action person, G.I. Pack!
Cool!
G.I. Pack gets rid of all the fun and excitement of G.I. Joe's and replaces it with self-righteousness and anger!
This dino won't tell me its pronouns. Take this, Nazi!
G.I. Pack comes with awesome accessories, like a commuter bike, a sword latte, and a cell phone with instant outrage self-reaction!
Pro-life people should die!
But look out! Here comes G.I. Pack's greatest foe!
Marriage is between a man and a woman.
Mike Pence!
Mike Pence and the evil right-wingers will stop at nothing to destroy G.I. Pack and except for you to fight back!
I won't share a meal with another woman unless someone else is present.
Right side of history! I'm dead!
Now you know your gender identity! And knowing is half the battle!
Radio listeners, you all know that the reason for global cooling is global warming. Well, we here at Lake Havasu Snow Removal want to remind everyone that we can plow your driveway or street 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We are available in the Lake Havasu, Phoenix, and soon-to-be Tucson areas in the cold Arizona desert. So, if your driveway is backed up in the middle of April or in the frozen tundra season of August, please call 855-NO-AZ-SNOW today. Any time of day, any time of night, like Havasu Snow Removal will clear your driveway in freezing cold tundra of Arizona. Thank you. From the people that brought you the roller coaster making game and who brought you the FEMA coloring books, it's the FEMA Camp Tycoon.
That sounds cool.
Here you will have over 800 concentration camps to choose from.
Wow.
You want Vegas? 29 Palms? Jacksonville? Start with Beech Grove, Indiana, and it's all yours. You'll learn how to get people on the red, the blue, and the yellow list.
I want to be red.
I want to be blue.
Buy more trains. Get HR 645 passed, but don't pay the Senate too much money. You'll need to buy gas chambers with that. Collect barcode readers, sell souvenirs, and hit the high score on collecting millions of American people, I mean, right-wing extremists. Anyway, coming soon, FEMA Camp Tycoon.
Okay, 4 minutes is up, so I'm going to go ahead and unmute Vicki, Vern, and Mike.
Yeah, and the callers that you guys have with your hands up there, we promise we'll get to you.
Yeah, we will. Okay, so you guys are unmuted now. So it was interesting, Mike. You said that you actually have a senior discount on your town taxes. I know there's the STAR exemption on the school taxes, and you guys in Cheektowaga have what, like 5 school districts? Like one can't do it? Yeah. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. So so you guys actually have a senior discount on your town taxes?
The income requirement was raised for them to have tax exemptions for seniors.
Oh, okay.
And in January, they're supposed to implement another round of tax exemptions for higher income levels for seniors.
Okay, okay. So that's for the town tax. And what kind of percentages are we looking at there?
Well, that's a great question. Let's see if it'll stick. You know, it's definitely a great idea, and I've been a big advocate of it. But the problem is that as any board, everything has to come to a vote. And by default, you know, I'll lose the vote 6-1. So that's why people need to realize how important it is to elect the right people with the right ideas, with the right solutions going forward. And there's a lot of stuff that I really would like to do as far as, you know, mental health is a serious issue in Cheektowaga too. I mean, every time you turn around, there's some new mental health facility, popping up, and they keep on throwing money at this thing. And, I hate to say it, but, you know, money doesn't solve problems, you know, and by throwing all this money at this stuff, to me, it looks like they're creating a completely new industry with, these mental health and addiction facilities. And I think across the board, you know, and this isn't taking a swipe at anybody, I think the biggest thing that is wrong with our town, period, is that the people who are doing these jobs aren't qualified or meet the requirements in order to do such jobs because, we got people that are voting on our infrastructure, people who are voting on how our sewer systems are being built and fixed, these people shouldn't be making these types of decisions. And another thing is I'd like to stress that I'd like to see happen in Cheektowaga is that we have a residency. You have to be a resident of Cheektowaga. We have to take the best of whatever our town has to offer. You know, it's just like anything. If you look hard enough, of course, you're going to find a better candidate. And that's not fair to people of Cheektowaga if we have to outsource for people to, fill positions, especially important positions, because, we're the second largest suburb in Western New York. there's no reason why we should have to outsource anything. I mean, you know, we're somewhere upwards of 86,000 people. You can't tell me we can't find well-qualified people to fit these jobs. I think we have a problem with the way we recruit. Our recruitment process, I think, is flawed. I don't think it reaches, you know, the people, and I think it's an intentionally defaulted to, you know, only, you know, target a certain group of people, and I think we definitely need to work on our recruitment process on recruiting people that live and work in the town of Cheektowaga. I think it's only fair of the people of Cheektowaga that we hire people to work for our town and be servants of Cheektowaga constituents to live in the town. So,
yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So are you saying that, you know, the Cheektowaga town employees are a friends and family organization? And you might not want to.
Well, you know, it's you know, you live here long enough, you're going to know somebody or be related to somebody. And the problem is nepotism is definitely an issue for sure. But not only nepotism, the outsourcing of you know, appointed positions, you know. I firmly believe that, you know, if we search, there's going to be people that definitely meet the criteria of a lot of these important jobs that are being posted. So I don't think it's fair to the constituents and the people of Cheektowaga that we should even consider to outsource for appointed positions in the town. I think we should take the talent pool we have here in Cheektowaga and run with it, because it's, you know, we are the people. So let's govern the people by the people of Cheektowaga. I can't understand why that would be an issue, but as I said, yeah, you know, by default, I'm outnumbered six to one when it comes to board voting.
So did you guys, so you've got six council people and then the supervisors,
seven.
So that makes seven.
Yep. Yes, correct.
Right. So
correct.
So you guys never downsized or anything? Or was your government even bigger at one point?
Well,
we would like to.
Yeah, that's definitely a plan going forward. Once we flip the board, that is definitely a priority, you know, on the top of the list of priorities is, you know, typical, you know, conservative-minded Republican ideology is, you know, smaller government and more rights. And that's what I'm looking to do with, you know, with our, you know, people that are running for seats is that, you know, we want to downsize the board, absolutely. I mean, Amherst has five members. West Seneca has five members, but Cheektowaga seems to need seven members. To me, that's why nothing ever seems to get done, because you got too many people trying to make decisions, and it just makes it harder to try to move forward. You know, this whole thing, you know, with the lighting, our street lighting. You know, if from the day they sign the contract with the contractor that's going to do these lightings to when it comes to fruition, where they install the first light bulb, it takes a span of 1 year, and they still haven't come to terms on who they want to get. That's a big problem, because there's no decisiveness. There's just, you know, the money's there. We got the most qualified contractor to do the work, and we still just are at a standstill because you got too many people that want their contractor. Somebody says, "Well, I want, you know, contractor A." Somebody says, "I want contractor B." And the problem is it goes back and forth, and that's why nothing, you know, especially something as important as lighting our streets, never, you know, tends to come to fruition, at least fast enough. The funding's there. It's just, you know, there's no decisiveness in the decision-making, and that's why we definitely need to downsize this board, because there's too much indecisiveness and not enough action taken.
Okay. So I have a question for Vicki. So what are you running on?
What I'm running on, I am pro-police. I will support our police. We have an exceptional police department. And as Mike said, I'm with Mike with as far as you need to live in our town. At the last desperate moment, if we are stuck and we have to hire from a nearby town, then I'm okay with that. Our police force has to be strong. I'm running on accountability and their spending. Their spending is outrageous.
Yeah.
I am a blue. You know what I do. I take we don't make boatloads of money. I mean, we have a little modest house, and that's who I speak for, is people like me.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm disabled. I do my best to go to work and do my thing. And, you know, my husband works 12 hours a night, three nights a week. It's just they're squeezing us right out of our tiny little house. And it's enough. Enough is enough.
Yeah. You know, my mom is the same thing. My mom lives in Cheektowaga. You know, I think if her mortgage was not paid off, she would never be able to, on a retired income now, just afford the taxes alone. And her taxes are like, I don't know, $7,000 or something like that. It's insane.
Yes, it is. It's crazy. Elma has lower taxes than we do. Our taxes are insane.
Yeah,
you can't tax people out of their house. That's the problem, and that's what they're doing. That's why Cheektowaga leads the county in the most zombie homes, because they're taxing people out of their houses, and they're making people make decisions that they might not necessarily want to do. I mean, I don't think anybody really wants to leave their house. They leave their house because of the circumstances, whether the taxes are too high or they had some hardship in their life. And that's the problem. We pay some of the highest taxes here in Western New York, and it's not fair to these seniors that should be in their golden years enjoying their life and not deciding, am I going to pay my taxes? Am I going to pay for my food? Am I going to buy my medicine? And then we got to think of the little, I shouldn't say little people, but, you know, we should consider all people in Cheektowaga, you know, because we all pay into this. And you shouldn't be able to tax people out of their houses and put them in a position where they decide, do they want to feed their family or they want to pay their taxes?
100%. So I want to ask Vern the same question, and then I'm going to bring Julie on for a second to get her input on what we're talking about here. So Vern, what are you running on?
Regular
so
plus.
I did run last year and came up very short, and you know, I want to continue the fight to keep going. And I think, you know, for far too long living in the town of Cheektowaga, and as you get older, you realize you have a lot more say than you think you do, and you got to get involved. So I've been to a few board meetings at the town, and you know, just the way that it's operated is not beneficial to the people and constituents in the town. There's no accountability. The blaming each other for not coming to resolutions and agreements goes into, you know, the factor where Mike said we have too many board members, which I think we do. You know, they can't come to an agreement for anything. And I think they've become complacent because the town that we're in right now, for so many years, you vote Democrat, and you don't even question what's going on. Where I think now if you ask people if they're happy with, you know, their livelihood in Cheektowaga as far as the taxes go, I mean, you can live almost anywhere else in the county, maybe a house double the size for significantly less. And it's sad that it's coming to that, and you see people leaving town, and I think – you know, growing up in this town, it's something that I hold close to my heart where, you know, this is where you grew up. You know, it means a lot. Your friends, family, grandparents. It's sad to see.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, what do you guys think about term limits?
Oh, pro-term limits, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we see it on a national level, and I've always preached that local elections are just as important, if not more, than federal elections, because these are the building blocks going forward. You know, you see people advance and move on to the county and the state and federal level. But, you know, once you get to that point, you become so complacent, you know, you're not working for, you know, the mom and pop restaurants and your constituents, you know, you're working for your paycheck and your pension. They don't care about us. So if keep people on these shorter term limits, it's going to be more beneficial to everybody, and they're going to want to work in your best interest.
Yeah, right. We need term limits for everything and everyone. So I just want to bring on friend Julie for a minute. She's been patiently holding, and then Be Free 60. We see your hand up. We'll be with you too. So Julie, you're live and nationwide. So what would you like to add?
I just want to say hello. Like Vern and many others, I have been pretty much a lifelong resident of the town of Cheektowaga and have seen changes throughout this town the course of my lifetime, and decided to stay in this town with my family. As Mike and Vicki were speaking about taxes, I'll be in this house now that I moved into 2 years in January. After the first year, I'm almost taxed out of my home, not because I want to, like Mike, you know, indicated, but because I'm being forced to. My mortgage went up $600. Do you mean a year? No, I mean a month. And I checked after I brought it up at the last town board meeting I was at with my mortgage company, because, you know, they tried passing it off to say, well, maybe enough wasn't put into escrow and it wasn't calculated properly at the time of your mortgage creation. Went down line to line. I don't have it with me now. It is not that there was miscalculation at escrow. It is because it was a 100% effaced tax evaluation. I'm dual jurisdiction. So I got DePue hitting me. I got Lancaster Schools hitting me. And town of Cheektowaga is the highest increase. So then I'm forced to say, okay, do I try to rent an apartment, which is basically what I'm paying here, and then I'm going to be paying more there with less privacy, or am I forced to go out of state with older parents who are immune compromised? So like Mike and Vern and Vicki have indicated, we need individuals that are in this town to step forward, get active in this new, growing, very strong committee, run for positions, volunteer, be a dancing pumpkin, be a dancing ladybug, wear an ugly sweater, and get involved. Because that's what it's about. It's a grassroots regrowth effort. I was on the old committee, and I'm on the new committee. And we worked well last time, but what I'm seeing in the change in the new committee is there are younger people involved. It's not your grandma and grandpa Republicans anymore. There is new growth, and it's younger growth. And with that comes strong leadership, which we have. Myself and another individual are making phone calls to Republicans within our own districts. Then we're going outside to invite them to meetings, to invite them to march with us in the 4th of July parade, to invite them to please participate in these, you know, get-togethers so you can meet who is running, you can meet who we are, and decide if you'd like to really dig your feet in instead of complaining. Get in there and do something and go to town board meetings, because if you don't and you just sit at home and complain, nothing in this town will change. And that is going back to when I was born in it in 1968. That's the way it is. You got to open up your pie holes and stand behind what you're saying at home in your keyboard, or it's not going to happen. I'm going to just divert quickly to last year. Was Divide New York State ever presented to the Cheektowaga Town Board?
I don't think so.
Yeah, Vicki, did you do that? Okay. Because I was going to say, mark me down, but okay.
Vicki, did you do Cheektowaga for us? Were we supposed to?
I wanted to wait until we flipped the board.
Oh, okay.
Well, we're going to flip the board this year.
So, no, not yet. So, yeah, that's something we'll be asking you guys
about.
Yeah,
you can talk to me. If Vicki wants to abstain because she's running, I would be more than happy to do it.
Yeah.
I'll take my 3 minutes that I'm allowed if I can't get on the agenda and present it.
You can count on me for that. You know, there's benefits to New York City to get rid of all the rest of us.
Yeah.
You know, there
oh, heck yeah.
Subway, bridges, you know, all that stuff is crumbling. You know, they've made such a mess of New York State that they've got to subsidize the rest of the state by, you know, $1.3 billion a year. So if we divide, they get to keep their $1.3 billion, and we get to frack and more than make that up, you know, especially with about 50,000 new jobs in fracking that, you know, pay about $85,000 a year. Now, with the last elections and Pennsylvania turning blue, the people that got elected there want to stop fracking. So, you know, there's right now there's slant fracking under the New York state line and stealing our natural gas. And you know, the Pagulas, the saviors of Buffalo.
Lord have mercy.
You know, save the Bills. They saved the Sabres.
It's terrible.
How they make
I just wanted to also indicate that, gosh, I lost my train of thought. I'm sorry, because my snowplow guy just came. And it's like Diana said, I'm being told how to take care of the snow as I'm looking at the TV. The only thing we can do is collectively work together like we have been with other groups. But in this town, people have to realize, like Mike said, we are blue-collar people. Doesn't mean we have to be unionized to be blue-collar people. This town's union costs are exponentially high. And there's some other concerns on things that have been witnessed upon conduct that, you know, is happening against residents and threats made to residents speaking from people that work for the town. And I'm not going to say anything so I don't get into trouble, but maybe the Erie County Bar Association does need to be contacted about a code of ethics that was broken at the last town board meeting, because town board members, or excuse me, town residents are being egged on by not people on the town board, but other folks who work for the town. And when I say the legal, you know what I mean. I mean, the stuff going on in this town and that job that was being mentioned somewhat by Mr. Jasinski, there was a job opening because the person that previously was in it left. It was posted. There are qualified individuals. That same person got the job back because it was a backdoor deal with a couple council folks, and that person was brought back with a $23,000 increase in salary that's coming out of our taxes.
Yeah, it sounds like
that's what's
a lot
going on here.
She was there, for sure.
Right.
You
so
know?
Yeah.
We've got about 3 minutes till we have to take our next commercial break.
Yeah.
Do
so
we want to try Be Free and see?
Yeah, I think we Be Free 60. You guys, you've been holding for a long time. Do you have a question for the committee?
Be Free, you are live.
Okay. They had their hand up, but maybe they don't want to talk. They're just listening. So we're going to remute you. So we're going to go to our next commercial, guys. So just hang on where you are, and we will be back in 4 minutes. And,
no
and
problem.
Speaking of that, just so everybody knows, Erie County, they just declared a state of emergency as of 9 p.m. and have issued a driving ban. So,
wonderful.
Speaking of control, so D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. Hang tight, guys. We'll be back in 4.
Hey, Barefaces Legal Radio, Saturdays, noon to 1:30 Eastern Time, Pacific Time, 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Learn about your bareface rights and help keep us without face diapers.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison, the show about everything and nothing at all.
Join me, Dahl Arnson, your host, Fridays, the Alaskan Patriot Network. I will bring you conservative views and news, both at home here in Alaska and around the world. So be sure to tune in Fridays, 2 to 5 p.m. Alaska Daylight Time, the Alaskan Patriot Network. Tune in to the Alaskan...
Peter, the Korean films are my letter of recommendation. It is obvious their hearts are a letter of approval from the...
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets, and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
Barefaces Legal Radio, Saturdays, noon to 1:30 Eastern Time,
Pacific Time, 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Learn about your bareface rights and help keep us without face diapers.
Okay, I'm back. Are you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
He barely made it out of the bathroom that time, no.
Right, exactly.
Breaking up cat fights, and these are the type of things that we do on commercial. So, and we have to unmute. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got the three of them? Okay.
Yep.
All right, so you guys are back. So, what are some issues that people have brought to you? Tell me some of the issues
Money.
That people have brought to you since your committee has started meeting again and getting back together. What have you guys heard?
Spending.
Spending, yes.
Spending.
Money, assessments.
Spending, assessments.
And backdoor deals, just like Julie was talking about.
I think that
we have
to get
Bresnik on the line.
I think when you go to a board meeting and you present your issue, there should be, at least towards the end of the board meeting, some sort of interaction. You can state your concerns, but there's zero accountability because you can state how upset you are with your taxes, and the seven of them are going to sit there. Well, I should say six, not Michael. Six of them will sit there and stare you right in the face and won't say a single word. So you can voice your concerns, but it goes nowhere. So there needs to be some sort of open forum towards the end of these meetings, because right now the accountability is zero. That's my thought.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Vern is absolutely 100%. Right, too, because
question.
Go ahead, Vicki.
You're not allowed to ask a question. It's forbidden.
No, I was, Vern's right. I was not allowed to ask a question. I was
like
stopped out.
Okay,
they'll
you guys
answer
just
questions
make sure
when it when meets their narrative.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's talking at once. Okay, go ahead.
Yep. You got an extra person online now.
Who do we have? Nick?
No.
Nick.
Yep. Oh, okay.
I was B360.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we tried unmuting you, but for some reason it didn't work. But So just remember that there's a bit of delay. So when somebody talks, it kind of delays, and then we end up all talking all over each other, but which is fine. You know, it's not the first time. So anyway, Vicki, go ahead with your comment that you wanted to add.
My comment was when I went to ask a question at the end of the special board meeting, I was given a dirty look and told, no questions. This is the comment section. I says, well, when am I able to ask a question? And I was told by one of the council members that once the YouTube was shut off, then I can come back after the meeting was adjourned and ask a question. Well, once the meeting is adjourned, my question couldn't be settled because they wanted a vote. So you have no say. You have no say.
What I do in situations like that is I graciously remind them that they serve me, I don't serve them, and I have every right to ask them a question, and this is being recorded, so we'll remember this next time you guys are up for re-election that you didn't want to listen to the people. The other thing that I remind them of continuously is that, you know, as an elected official, you are the steward of the people's money.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
you know, you should be cheaper with the people's money than you are of your own.
Yes.
Sure.
They are very well aware that I am running next year, and I think that's got a little something to do with it.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. But we know that you stand your ground, and, you know, they should be afraid of you. I know I would if you were on my good side. So, Michael, what about you? What do you think one of the biggest issues that people are bringing or that you've heard? What do you think
well,
needs to change?
Well, I want to just, I'd like to just piggyback off what they were saying is that, you know, that they need, you know, the constituents need answers. And when the constituents come up to the podium, they ask questions.
but they never seem to be answered unless it's something that they see that meets their narrative. They're selective on who they'll respond to instead of, you know, being fair to all constituents and asking their questions. And I see that that's a problem. Either, you know, we accept no questions or we accept all questions. It's not pick and choose the questions that you feel, you know, that you can answer that'll maybe work in your favor. So I see that to be a big problem.
Yeah, Vern, are you going to add anything to that?
Well, I'm sorry, I'm cutting out a little bit here. I can barely hear.
Oh, Vern, are you going to add anything to that?
I couldn't hear Michael.
Well, we were talking about what do you think one of the biggest concerns that you've heard or people are coming to you with?
And so just to touch base on what I mentioned earlier, I think the biggest problem is the spending and lack of respect that the board shows.
Yes.
It's almost like you're beneath them and you're bothering them with your concerns.
Uh-huh.
And almost like they're doing you a favor when they get a streetlight fixed or they pick up the leaves, you know, for the amount of money that the taxpayers spend. Oh, my goodness. It should be night and day. You know, if you look at neighboring towns and West Seneca and Amherst and, you know, some of the towns similar size to us, it's just a shame the amount of complaints and, you know, you're almost begging for attention just to get something done. And that should not be the case for the amount of money that it is. It's not being spent. It's being taken from the constituents. We're not paying.
Right.
It's being forcibly taken. So you don't have an option.
Yeah.
So that's my take on that.
Yeah, you know,
right.
Really what
I'm
happened.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, you know, if you don't pay your taxes, they take you to tax court and they steal your house from you. You know, one very good friend of mine, he's a town councilman up on Grand Island, he says we're all renters. You know, and I haven't had a mortgage since 2001. I've been in my house for 33 years. And, you know, I mean, my monthly tax bill is three times what my apartment was when I was in college. It's ridiculous. So, yeah, we are renters in our own houses.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The Cheektowaga budget has gone up $6 million in 3 years, and people think that, oh, you know, if we cut spending, we're going to cut, you know, services, and that's not the case. It's just reckless spending. You know, we overspend for a lot of things. I mean, we have a program. We have these skidsters, five machines that have super low miles on, and every 5 years we're turning them in. In my profession, the same equipment we've had for 20 years. So, I mean, it's ridiculous. It's not about cutting services. It's about cutting reckless spending because everybody has to live with less in these days, you know, and that means the town should have to cut some of this reckless spending because at the end of the day, the tax, you know, the spending gets – you know, put on the backs of the taxpayers, and it's just not fair.
And
right, and you always hear, oh, it's only $2 per household. Well, you know, these onlys add up and add up and add up. You know, like I said, I've been in my house for 33 years, and my property taxes have gone up 364%. You know, that's ridiculous.
Sure.
And what I tell the politicians, too, is, you know, they boast about, oh, we were at, you know, we kept the 2% tax cap. Well, you know, the way I look at it as a fiscally conservative Republican, 2% a year for 10 years is 20%. That's not fiscal conservatism.
Or just fiscally conservative.
Sure. It's reckless.
Yeah.
It is.
Totally.
Well, the thing is, taxes are, they're not going to go down. They're always going to go up. But the thing that you can do to combat that is the reckless spending. Treat it like it's yours.
I mean, look at the town of West Seneca. I live in West Seneca, and 3 years in a row, the town supervisor there balanced the budget and there's been no tax increase. Are the taxes cheap? No. But they're doing something right there if they're not raising
yes.
people's tax.
Here, let me tell you a novel little story. I own property just south of Ellicottville in Great Valley. 3 years ago, I get my town tax bill, and it was zero. Okay, not zero increase, $0. So at first I thought, oh, this is great. I'm not going to say anything. And then I started thinking, by the time you add penalties and interest, I should probably call up and find out what the hell is going on. So I call up, identified myself. The town clerk starts laughing. She goes, Dean, you're the first person to call. I said, so what's up with this? She goes, now this is a town that every elected official is a Democrat, but they're conservative Democrats, okay? And what she told me was, we had extra money, so we gave it back to the people that it belonged to. Imagine that.
Ooh.
So,
oh,
so what do I do? I scan my tax bill and email it to my tax. They were none too pleased with me.
Well, at least there's some honesty somewhere, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you know, what were the reserve? You know, at some point, you know, I know the town that I live in, we're being overtaxed by about $800,000 a year. And, you know, those are putting those into the fund balances or reserve funds or whatever you want to call them. There's a lot of different names for them. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, you know, I've even heard them called emergency funds. And this is the way I look at it, and I've told them all this, too. That's why they don't like me very much. I said, look, we don't have hurricanes. We don't have earthquakes. We don't have tornadoes. We don't have floods. You know, what do we need emergency funds for?
Uh-huh.
And they always look at me with a real blank look on their face. So I don't know what your fund balances are. They're in Cheektowaga if they're doing the same type of thing. By gross overtaxation, just in case they need it to spend on something stupid.
Yeah. So I want to shift gears for a while so Dean can stop talking. No, I'm just joking. Vicki, I want to bring up COVID and the businesses and how they were affected in Cheektowaga. Tell me a little bit about how they handled that.
Okay. COVID is, as a nurse, I've worked through it. I am not jabbed. I watched how it affected a friend of mine, lost her diner. Now, she gave back to the community every holiday. She lived paycheck to paycheck. She basically worked to pay her bills, but she had Thanksgiving, Christmas meals. 400 people each holiday would get a free meal from her, and she lost her business. COVID is a big excuse, in my opinion. I met through you, Diana, Skip from, where is he from? Marilla.
Marilla.
Now,
yeah,
when
they
were,
actually passed,
yes.
mm-hmm. they passed the divide resolution.
When they were closing down all the businesses, he told them to stay out of Marilla and left it up to the business. You want to close, you close. If you don't,
yep.
you don't. Now, Cheektowaga, I have seen, if somebody wants to wear a mask, you know, that's your right. That's of course, if you want to wear one, wear one. I choose
even though they don't work. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, read the box. It's plain and simple. But I don't believe Cheektowaga should have been shut down. I believe that businesses, it would be up to their discretion if you want to close down a business. I mean, if people are afraid and they want to zoom into the town board meetings, that's fine, but my butt will be there.
Yeah.
You know what? I have an immune system. I am compromised, and I should, by all rights, have been dead from what the TV is telling everybody.
Exactly.
But,
and I have issues than what you do. And you know what? Once you know, you know. And that's
yes.
it. Once you know,
yes.
you know. I mean, come on. With all
I know,
that, we could
I
go
know.
For hours. We could go on for hours.
Yes, yes we could. But I stand firm in that. I don't believe our town should should bend over to the Erie County executive. I believe we should have stand firm, just like Marilla did, and I have the utmost respect for him.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He really is.
Yes.
And it sparked something in my brain when you were talking about the girl with the diner. You know, I know a person in I guess they're Lancaster, Cheektowaga, Depew border, and she's got two restaurants, and one is still open. It's a very large restaurant, but she had to close her smaller one, Pages, mm-hmm. because they just couldn't keep up. They couldn't keep up
yeah.
during COVID. You know, and even now they're having a hard time getting help. You know, she goes, I don't understand why people just don't want to work. What are they doing? You know, I'm not getting unemployment, so I don't know what they're doing. So but she just can't
yes.
find good help ever since COVID. And, you know, I think some of it is generational, too. I think, you know, this generation is just, and this is just my opinion, but they're dumb as rocks.
Yeah, and if they're not making $30 an hour, they don't want to work. They'd rather live in their parents' basement.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah. It's a big issue. And, yes. you know, we're talking about just the population alone that has left New York since COVID. You know, it's a pretty scary thing. If things don't change, we're going to have nobody left here, except for the city.
Right.
Except for the Democrats.
Right.
All the Republicans are leaving. And that's what Cuomo and Hochul want. They want the Republicans to leave so that, you know, Democrats will get elected to everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a scary thought.
Well, I'm not going to vote.
Okay, well, we've got about 13 minutes left. So why don't you tell us your Facebook page, your website, how to get involved with you guys, and all that stuff.
And girls.
We are at Cheektowaga Republicans on Facebook. We do not have a website, however. We will work on that. Our events are posted on our page. Anyone's welcome to join. Come get to know us. We are not, the stigma attached to the word Republican is a Democratic agenda. A Republican is strong family. Family makes strong community. A strong community makes a strong government. That's what we look out for, is our community. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. So I wear that badge proudly.
Yeah, I am inclined to agree. You know, our mission is, you know, fairly simple. We want to instill those same values that we have to others who have been, you know, potentially blinded. You know, their parents and brothers and sisters just always vote Democrat. You know, we want to use a common sense agenda to open other people's eyes that may have been blinded for a while. And, you know, we're all for our freedoms. That's plain and simple.
Yeah.
So again, we can be reached at the Cheektowaga Republican page, or we do have monthly meetings the second Wednesday of every month at 6 p.m. at the F.J. Donovan Post, and that's in Cheektowaga. The address is 3210 Genesee Street. And again, that's in Cheektowaga.
We'd love to see you there.
And I just want to thank Diane and Dean for giving us the opportunity to speak today, too. So I really appreciate that. And so does Vicki and Mike and Nick, and giving us this platform that we could use.
Yeah, you guys did fantastic. We lost you there for a second, but I'm glad that you just kept talking and held yourself up.
Yeah,
I had to call in from another phone. You guys were still talking, so it was like nothing ever happened.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what happened.
I
didn't know we had the phone connection.
Either that or
BIOS
is going up and down or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened. So, yeah, you guys did fantastic today. It's definitely, you know, everything is kind of like a learning curve now. And, you know, the Republican Committee in West Seneca is strong as ever. You know, some of the other
towns. They've rebuilt that committee, too. That committee was kind of defunct, and they've done a great job rebuilding it.
Yeah, as I was saying, some of the other towns doing a really great job. You know, I feel like the Republican name kind of gets shunned, the Republicans aren't doing anything. Well, guess what? Because we're outnumbered, a lot of times we can't. But I think that's going to be changing. I really do.
Correct.
I think it's going to change.
Agreed.
So you guys did fantastic.
We
got to
live
tonight.
Our life.
I just want to give a plug. You guys threw an awesome. I had so much fun at your Halloween party last month. Vicky just completely, and Julie, you guys outdid yourself completely. The YouTube video of me dancing with Michael, that was so hysterical. Sure. So much fun. And next month, I think December 13th, you guys have a Christmas party coming up. Vicky, do you want to tell everybody about that?
Yeah, it's December 14th. It's at 14th. Abbey Square. Yeah, it's a Wednesday night. Instead of our meeting, we just decided let's get together and just blow off some steam. So it's at Abbey Square. It's on Worley at Union in Cheektowaga. I believe it's 784 Worley. Bring an ugly sweater. The tickets are $20. You can get a hold of me on our Facebook page. Ugly sweater gets a prize. We give pretty decent prizes. Cash bar, it's open to anybody. Come on over, have a drink, have some food. We've got a fun bunch.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. I don't have an ugly sweater, but I do have an ugly Christmas dress. So I'm planning on wearing that. Yeah, that'll be fun. I'm looking forward to that. If it's anything like the Halloween party was, everybody should go and, you know, unwind for a little while. If you don't make it it wasn't a huge political thing, which I loved. You know, it was just us having fun. You know, we need to have that after everything. After all the bull crap we go through in New York State on a daily basis.
100%.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So you guys did fantastic tonight. You guys will be able to listen to this podcast on iHeartRadio, Apple, iPod, Freedomizer Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and, of course, we'll have it posted on our Facebook page. We're working on getting a website, too, so... That's going to be, you know, sometime in the future here, website for D&D. So,
beautiful.
Next week,
thank you guys so much for having us on.
No, yeah. Next week, nobody.
Yeah, next week is Thanksgiving, so we're doing a repeat. I'm not sure what we're going to do. And then in December, we're going to have on the Florida Flagman. We're going to have on Bobby Ann Cox, who was the lawyer, the quarantine lawyer. And we're going to have on... I'm hoping we set the date with Rita Palmer out of New York City. That woman is a force, and we're going to be talking about the happenings that are coming up in Albany, including a huge rally that's going to be coming up there. So we're going to be signing out for tonight, guys. Cheektowaga Republican Committee, thank you for joining us. D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. Everybody have a nice Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks. Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Good night.
Night.